When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like having fun, I like to laugh, I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun, yes, I like to laugh.
Are we live?
I like having fun.
Give me this, give me
this. We're live.
Streaming.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Remember how I used to do that song? Good morning! Am I loud? Am I on? I think I'm low.
A little low on the monitor. We got it.
Yeah, baby. We are coming in clean. We are broadcasting throughout the globe. If you're out there in Kalamazoo, if you're out there in Honolulu, if you're anywhere, Bolivia, South America, Antarctica, anywhere you get Wi-Fi, you're in our community right now. Doug Lusenhop is with me, DJ Doug Pound. Good morning to you.
Hey.
And Vic Berger is here, of course.
Hello, everybody.
And we are broadcasting from Glendale here, March 2nd. We're coming in like live! Where's my roars? Where's my roars? Search and look at these guys, stressed. Where are them roars?
What roars?
Where are my lions?
What do you need?
I need lions.
Lions? Now you need lions.
It's March. You're embarrassing me in front of our special guest, ladies and gentlemen. Our special guest is here sitting in the musical chair. One and only. He's going to be with us all morning into afternoon, depending on where you are. Sometimes, for some people, it's afternoon right now. East Coast. I'm going to introduce him at this moment. Coming to you live. I've not introduced you. This guy. In trouble all morning. Ladies and gentlemen, these guys are hard at work.
We thought we'd meet
and talk about transitions.
That's
we gotta meet, talk about introductions. And I don't have a good segue. You know him from Men at Work. And his illustrious solo career, Mr. Colin Hay. Can we get him some water?
I'm glad the roars finally came.
Yes. Everybody at home is applauding. They're on their feet.
And I'm intimidated slightly by the level of the energy level.
It's going to drop dramatically.
It was confronting, to say the least.
Well, as we said before, we will expunge the energy shortly, and then we'll be back to our normal selves. I like to get everybody hyped up, and then my energy drops, so it's like a big rush of adrenaline, and then I feel like within a few minutes, I feel like I got to get out of here. I
got to
go
life.
Lay down.
Cool it down.
I got to work on those levels. My energy levels are all over the place. And Captain Carlin as well is here. Matt Carlin.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you for coming all this way.
No problem. It's always exciting to come to Glendale.
Is it?
It's the center of something.
It is. Well, there's their beautiful center city down there.
That's it.
The beautiful
I know.
Mountains.
What? I know.
You're coming all the way from Topanga Canyon.
I am.
Oh,
yes.
That's right.
Yeah, we're at the top.
We're up there.
The summit.
Uh-huh.
Isn't this where the Beach Boys hailed from? Am I wrong?
No. Oh. You know, you alluded to that earlier, and I didn't want to correct you, but they're in Hawthorne.
Hawthorne, a long way from here.
It's right on the coast. That's their Beach Boys.
They're literally Beach Boys.
It's a highway.
I'm completely wrong about that.
Yeah. No, there's nothing significant.
I'll try and keep that going all morning, where I'll be wrong about everything, but very confidently wrong.
I'll just be honest with me. That's all I want.
Hawthorne is landlocked.
Hawthorne's
landlocked.
Is it?
It is, actually. That's the name of the bootleg.
They're liars.
I didn't think they were close to the coast. Hawthorne's not close to the coast.
It's fairly close to the coast.
Is it?
They're frauds.
It's inland, but it's closer than Glendale is.
I'll give you that.
And of course, we're going to talk to Colin, and Colin's going to play us a new song later. And then later in the patron hour, which you're getting live right now, second half, me and Vic are going to join him.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
We started last week.
What are we going to play?
We'll decide.
Are we going to do what sometimes people refer to as winging it?
We're going to wing it.
I was saying, like, we did rehearse, but it would have been cooler if I just said, let's, hey, why don't we jam? And then we just lock in on Waterloo Sunset.
We can't do that now.
No, the cat's out of the bag. But if you're just tuning in the second half, maybe we could
fool. Maybe you go, wow, look at how
Yeah, that's right. They won't know.
I like it. What key is it in?
We'll find out. We'll decide at the time.
So let me just get some business out of the way. Generally, in a regular talk show, boring kind of, you know, buttoned
up. Is this how you make money?
Let me just put it this way. I ain't losing money yet.
Okay? I mean, I always wonder how these things...
Yeah, well, we have a paid audience, and we have freeloaders, too. If you want to contribute, just join. Thank you for bringing this up. Join patreon.com/officehourslive. It's $5 a month, and you get this shit show delivered to you.
Excellent. That's good.
Box.
That's a good deal.
Here's something funny happened last night. My son, I was doing this. I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, okay? And the audience knows this.
1, 2, 3.
This show just can't be about talking about numbers.
Stop. I was doing this game. You ever do this game with your kids? You slap them on the hand?
No.
Oh,
is this?
They love it.
Should you be telling the audiences? I don't know.
No, we're doing like a like high five, but like, how hard can you take out? And they were slapping me, and they were like loving it. And I'm doing this thing, and my son, he does like a blood-curdling scream. Like a, I can't even do it. It's like murder scream. Like, but he's doing it like for show, you know? But it's got to be resonating through the whole neighborhood, I would think. I think it is. I'm thinking, oh, dear son, dear boy, please, we're going to get in trouble. And so, and about a minute or two after the screaming, big knock, doorbell.
Neighbors.
I'm like, this could be the cops.
Wow.
I bet somebody called the cops. It's not a great story because it was a delivery of flowers.
Right. Of course it was.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
It was a delivery of flowers for some services I provided. People are always sending me gifts.
Yeah. Flowers were for you?
Yeah.
Wow.
What kind of flowers?
They were cool. They were these, I forget what they're called, but they're preserved in a way that they last forever, like dried in some kind of way. Very beautiful. Very touching and moving.
You ever get an edible
In lieu of payment.
Edible arrangement? You ever have an edible arrangement?
No.
You can eat the flowers?
I got those edible panties on.
We'll talk later.
Oh, will we? Let me just do this business really quick, okay? First of all, Matt, we can confirm that the sold-out show on March 8th in L.A. is sold out.
Sold out. If we uncover some tickets at the door.
Uncover. You know when they do this? They go,
All of a sudden they find some.
We've released tickets.
Well, it's, you know how it is. It's if you don't fill that guest list, you sell them.
Yes, yes. And are you committed to canceling your upcoming shows in Russia? Is that what's happening with that? You have to take a stand. You understand?
That's right. I know. That's the least I can do. The very least. Where's your show? Where is your show?
Well, it's at a very illustrious new theater called the Brain Dead Theater, which used to be the. It's a screen. It's a movie theater. Used to be the silent movie theater. You ever go there in L.A.?
Yeah.
Or the Cine Family, which was a disgrace.
On Fairfax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a
so it's there. You have to go across the hill.
I have to get out of Glendale for this, I'll be there. Doug Lusenhop will be there. Vic Berger will be there. Ooh. And we're screening Drop Concert 2. And then later in the month, we're going to put Drop Concert 2 out in a very interesting way. You'll be able to see that.
One, two.
I'll be playing music at the Music Hall of Williamsburg, April 16th. Come out and see me there. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, this instant.
Kokomo!
The big news is...
Kong, baby.
If you visit highnetwork.tv, you will be able to now get your Oscar on Cinema Oscar special tickets. We've launched it. Lots of opportunities there. If you're not an annual member, sign up. If you're not don't want to be an annual member, we have the individual tickets. We have a High Network film buff bundle, which is exciting. And there'll be a promo video launching as well. It's on that site right now, actually. It's live. So we're doing it. We're back. March 27th. The Oscars. No one gives a shit if you watch the Oscars anymore. It's a joke.
I think I will. I think I'll watch them.
Well, watch the On Cinema. On Cinema.
There's nothing really else on that night.
There's the On Cinema Oscar special. We've now become counter programming for the Oscars, and many people have written me and said how much they enjoy this. They don't even bother with the Oscars anymore. It's a complete farce. It's a joke.
And do you have a running commentary?
Are you going to ask me how I make money on this too?
Oh, yes.
Well, you buy tickets. It's the old-fashioned way. How do you make money? People buy tickets to go see you play the guitar and sing your songs. It's not complicated. Not everything's going to be a handout for you. Cheap bastards. No, we love everybody. We have peace in our hearts. That's my business, man.
Old-fashioned way.
Unless I forgot
one. I just added a new one. There's good news and bad news.
Oh, God.
You want the bad news first?
Yeah, that's always fun, right? Leave with the bad news.
Tim's out next week.
I'm out!
The good news, the great Natasha Leggero's sitting in.
We decided we're going to try this out. We have a new format. It's going to be sort of the Joan Rivers guest hosting the Tonight Show model. Who knows? I can't wait. Apparently, Natasha's very excited to do it, and she's one of our great talents.
Do you just need a break?
I'm at my wit's end. Can you blame me, Colin? Unfortunately, I'm out of town, and instead of trying to do this thing where I zoom in, so I'm getting a note here. Now you'll be fascinated by this. This is coming in from that man over there.
Well,
too afraid to talk to you. Can you try? I'm gonna read it as it's written. Can you try to get Colin to put his guitar down while we're chatting?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. See how easy that was?
I don't know. This came from the control room.
Just be honest with the guy.
I wanted him
He's
to
not going
to
bite you.
Yeah.
And then it breaks, imagine.
Anything that I'm doing that's annoying you, just let me know.
The control room doesn't like the shop.
I'm okay with that.
Is it okay if he stares at you, Tim? Like, looks at you and watches you?
Please.
Right?
I can stare at him and you at the same time. Yeah.
By the way, I try to maintain my cool. I try to maintain my composure. And I try to be a good friend and a compassionate person. But I have my limits. On Tuesday, today's on Wednesday, which is we usually do a Thursday show, of course. But so we had our Tuesday meeting yesterday, which makes sense because yesterday was Tuesday.
Right.
We had our Zoom meeting. And it's getting to be just too much.
The Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all feel it. We feel that the
Zoom, it's just not, they just don't have the same Zoom, do they?
No, it doesn't have anymore. The same zip that it used
right.
to.
No.
But so Vic and everyone feels like, well, they can just do it from wherever now. It's easy. Mm-hmm. So Vic's calling in from this breakfast spot.
Right.
Yeah. In, Makin at the Milpa Grill, Boyle Heights' best breakfast burrito you'll
so
ever
he feels
have
that he can kill two birds with one stone and be eating. Uh-huh.
I have my dog with me too to get her out a little bit.
And so, but Vic's outside on a busy street, fumbling with his phone so we can see him. There's no, like, get a stand or something, but he's trying to get a shot, and we're all like at home just like. And then
he was really thinking about the burrito as
all he cared about. Totally.
And there's jazz music. I love jazz. We love jazz. I don't have an issue with jazz, but there's jazz music blaring at this cafe.
Of course, yeah.
I don't like jazz.
So whenever fucking Vince just like, we're trying to have a conversation.
And
there's cars and sirens going by. I go, Vic, can you please mute when you're not talking? That would be a courteous thing to do. And he does. But then what's funny is when he chimes in, the jazz comes back. When he unmutes. Oh, I was ready to. I had my hand on my laptop. Like, I'm just ready to slam that shut. Bye! We'll figure it out.
Great burrito, though. Excellent burrito. It was worth it.
Let's say good morning to somebody, because, Colin, part of the genius of this show
involves people.
There's a whole community.
It's not just us. So,
wants to say hi to you, I'm sure, and wants to say hi to me and the boys and everybody. So let's take a zoomer.
Let's start with a joke. That's always a good way, right? Spondo, you got a joke?
Gentlemen, hello?
Hey.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Good morning. Strange.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Bad.
Okay, sick.
I've expunged my energy, my negative energy, and the rest of the show is going to be pure positivity.
Okay, great. Okay, here it comes.
Don't you want to say hello? And I'm a big fan to Colin Hay. So here? Disrespectful. Yeah. Let's not make this guy feel like chopped liver. Over here.
Hello, how are you?
Good. So, what's the deal with the Santa Cruz T-shirt?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. What's? Okay. Are you calling in from Santa Cruz?
No. I graduated there a couple years ago.
So you've been there. You spent some time there.
I did. I lived in a trailer there.
Okay.
Nice. Oh. You just never get called
on the campus.
This is a Santa Cruz guitar, but that's you know, neither here nor there.
Is that there's a shop up there?
There's a guitar company called the Santa Cruz Guitar Company.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Very, very beautiful guitar.
Pretty guitar.
Nice.
So what's your joke?
Nice warm sound.
Nice.
Yes.
Sounds good in here.
Yes. Lots of
nice
depth and dimension. Yes. But sorry, please go ahead with
this. Better be a top tier joke. This better be Dennis Miller level.
Yeah, wow, okay.
Old Dennis Miller, 80s style.
Uh-oh. So I got a puppy recently.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Getting a puppy is kind of like hammering a wooden nail down your penis hole.
Hi, this is Vic Berger here. And you know I don't like stress. That's why I'm personally inviting you to eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Every Factor meal is fresh and never frozen. It's chef-created, dietitian-approved, and it's ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I tried the Chef's Choice meal plan, and it was a chef's kiss of meals that hit all the spots and filled our bellies at the burger household. I know you're asking yourself, what were Vic Berger's favorites? Creamy Dijon pork tenderloin and garlic herb saman. These are classic dishes that are ready to go with no cleanup and not a problem at all. So get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals and get back to doing what you love this spring. Now, these are premium meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Sign up now! Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50. OFFICEHOURS50. At factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Nice.
Because it sucks.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But you got to do it for your girlfriend.
You got to do it.
Oh, wait, to be...
What?
Is that the punchline part?
Colin, I apologize.
But you got to do it for your girlfriend.
That's what they call anti-humor, I guess. It's very rare.
Getting a puppy, it's kind of like hammering a wooden nail down your penis hole.
Why?
Because it sucks.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, it's shock humor. That's what it is.
That's a good
it's
lesson.
Shock humor. And we don't have any tolerance for it.
But you got to do it.
No, you don't. Get him out.
You do?
You're banned from the show.
He's got a board 8 too. On the wall. What's going on there?
You tried your best.
All due respect. You do love I apologize. Your dogs, don't
you? Maybe you know, for one moment there, I thought that he was actually part of the show because he seemed to be set up in a nice
it was very
spot.
Nice.
You know?
Let's take somebody else, Matt, to expunge that experience.
Expunge that from the record. All right. Let's try a pun.
Oh, good.
Let's go from Antero. Antero, you are on the air.
Where are you from?
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
That's the right energy.
There it is.
Hello, okay. Antero. How are you?
It's Antero, but...
Antero.
I'm great. I just moved to Williamsburg, and I've been watching your show for a while. I've been watching y'all since the Terrys. Anyway, I'll get to my pun. It's an original. It's in a grocery store, and you're looking at the oranges, and... you notice there's no sticker on them. And you ask the person who works there, hey, do you know the number for these? There's no sticker. The person says, I have no clue.
Nice.
Oh, the P, like the, on the orange.
The PLU, the PLU.
Oh, the PLU.
PLU, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Everybody loved it but me, so that counts for something.
No, we don't love it.
I work at a grocery store, so.
You work at a grocery store, you said?
Yeah, so it got a lot of laughs there, but I understand in maybe different industries.
What grocery store do you work at?
It's called Paralandra. It's in Brooklyn Heights. Maggie Gyllenhaal shops there.
Oh. Whoa. Wow. Who cares? Who cares?
And Peter Sarsgaard.
Nice.
Very cool.
What's the hardest thing to stock? The hardest fruit to stock?
Probably star fruit.
Yeah, to stack too. Yeah,
either I would or say any kind of stone fruit would be the hardest fruit, don't you think?
What did you say?
Pineapple.
Star fruit
is pretty hard. Romanesco. Romanesco is really weird.
Anyways, let's do the city of the day. It sure ain't Williamsburg, that's for sure. Get him out of here. The city of the day. Walk him out.
I'd rather call a flower than talk to somebody's caller. You know what I'm saying, Tim?
Yeah, I got flowers last night, Doug. I can feel it.
But it's a grocery store pun about the produce section. Call a flower.
Call a flower. Very good.
Is this correct? Is this our?
I hope so.
Our sponsor today. We have a great sponsor for the city of the day. Pocket Horses by Horse Corp. Do your kids keep nagging you for a pet pony, but you just don't have the room or the time it takes to take care of a full-grown horse? Do you have horses out there in Topanga Canyon?
No, I don't, no.
Well,
I've got a stable to know on.
I only wish we had some stability here. Well, Horse Corp has a solution, pocket horses. These tiny horses are only 4 inches tall. They can be bleached and dyed in any color to keep up with the trend. Plus, they live up to 7 days. And they're easy to bury. What the hell is this? I did not read this, I'll admit. They're easy to bury.
Horse Corp.
Yeah. Let's face it, kids are only interested in pets for a week anyway. Then it's off to the next toy or video game that they'll be obsessed with. And if your kid does want more, she can sign up for the Horse Force weekly horse subscription and get a fresh horse delivered every 7 days. That's what my daughter did, and her favorite part, this is like phonetic situation here. That's what my daughter did, and her favorite part is actually the burials.
Wow.
Horses.
So hey! What are you waiting for? It behooves you to call Horse Corp today. Our stable managers are standing by. No information on how to get that. We assume we go to pockethorses.horse. Okay, gotta Google it.
Google it.
They don't have their sites offline right now. City of the day is who?
Jessica, you've got our city of the day, I believe.
Yep. Hello, everybody. The city of the day is Baltimore.
Baltimore. Randy Newman has a song called Baltimore. Right?
Great song.
One of the greats, right?
I think so.
Where do you put Randy up there? Top 10?
Absolutely, yeah. What about you?
Top two.
Whoa, top two.
Who's the other one?
Top five.
Who's the other one?
I got Colin Hay at five.
Come on.
Peter Frampton. I don't know why he's just. No. We love Peter Frampton.
We do love Peter Frampton.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Dylan guy.
Yeah.
I'm a deep Dylan guy. I mean, Joni Mitchell to me, I think, is.
Yeah, would,
songwriter.
Bob and Johnny and Randy. I mean, that's a good threesome. Right?
And then, you know, John and Paul.
Yeah.
And maybe Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers.
Huh?
His solo stuff.
Only his.
Yeah.
You know, Jessica, Jessica wanted to talk to you about Dylan, but she's a little shy, so I'm
not. Oh, Jessica, please. Let's talk Bob for a few minutes. You know what I was listening to? You ever listen to his Live at Budokan album?
I haven't.
It's very weird.
Is it?
It's like he.
Is it weirder than his Christmas album?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think it's.
I love the Christmas album.
I love it. I love it all. I love the weird and the good and the bad and the great. But this Live at Budokan, just pull up any random song on it.
I love what records.
He brought with him this big band.
Yeah, right.
Backup singers, flutes, horns.
Yeah.
And so everything gets this weird kind of Elvis in Vegas kind of treatment to it.
Right.
Like put on Shelter from the Storm. And just skip to any part of it.
Is Budokan like a Comic-Con for Buddhists? Or
no, you son of a bitch.
I don't know.
Being
somewhat of a chameleon, I think that sometimes, I mean, this is just an idea, but I think that sometimes he just kind of wants to be that Maybe yeah. wants to be Elvis for a minute, yeah, you know, right. So I'm going to do a, like an Elvis thing, you
that's
know,
what
or something.
It, that's what it feels like. Do you have any of that music? On. But Jessica, what?
I don't know if you can hear.
I was actually listen to this. By Dylan as a kid. Yeah, I did not like that growing up. My parents would.
But it's okay. Anyways, it's coming in weird. What's your Dylan question or conversation?
Well, I wanted to thank you and producer Matt. You guys had mentioned a few weeks ago that his tour is starting. And then you said you're going to go to Tucson. I'm originally from there. Mm. So I went and bought tickets for my parents to surprise them. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, I won't
for
be
sparking
there,
that idea. I do not like Dylan. Okay. I'm not a Dylan head. I respect Dylan heads, though. I'll say
that's
that's pretty strong.
That was not how this was explained to me.
Different
from I mean, well, I wanted to thank you for giving me that idea to purchase those tickets, to gift them. They've always loved them.
Is it because
car rides?
Is it because they played them, played Bob? Is it because they played Bob? You know, when you were young, a lot, is that?
Yeah, and I didn't get it then. I was not a big fan, and
you could have left that part out and just said you bought your parents' tickets.
I know. The energy levels are fluctuating rapidly now. I'm raging.
It has been
inside.
Very low.
I'm just trying to hold it in.
Maybe we
but
should
I'm
go.
Also I'm going to your show in Brooklyn.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you for that.
Colin, let's get into it.
Okay. Can I ask who your favorite artist is? Yeah. Musician?
Oof.
You have one?
You know, I really do love George Harrison.
Oh. Uh-huh. Well, he was very close with Bob.
Well, he was he was very close with Bob, yeah.
I said, I appreciate it, but I just, it's the same thing with Prairie Home Companion.
Oh.
I was tortured with that as a kid, and I just can't.
Oh, man. With what's the guy's name? What's the guy's name that runs
Garrison?
Harrison, yeah.
Garrison
Keillor, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Garrison Keillor.
You ever run in with George?
I never met George.
No.
I wish I had.
You must have, so let's get into
I've
this.
Never met Bob either, but I had a dream about him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a short dream.
It's very different than meeting somebody. You
very,
know
very different. Maybe even better. Maybe better.
It's better. Unless it's a nightmare. Unless you're like having one of those experiences where he's like sitting there while you're playing your song and he's like, I don't like it.
Yeah, that's right.
Unless it's...
Why don't you take out some of the chords?
But he just leaves.
Yeah, he just leaves. I heard that story about his son was playing him his new record.
Jacob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And... He was very nervous to play it for him, his first record. And he plays it for him in the best possible way, like in a nice room, listening room. And at the end, he gets up and goes, sounds expensive.
There you go. Probably did. Because he doesn't like it to sound expensive.
No, he wants it to be...
His grandson's out there, too. Remember his grandson?
Oh, my God. He plays like, I forgot about his grandson, the rapper. I
forget what his name is.
He's got like a Colin... He's got like a Hanks. The other Hanks. Chet Hanks.
Chet Hanks, yeah.
How many people get you confused with Colin Hanks? Because you start typing Colin H-A.
I know, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, people come up to me in the street.
But you play with...
Be good to go to Costco with Bob, wouldn't it?
Oh, of course.
And just walk down the aisles and put random things in the bin. And what do you need, Bob? What kind of stuff?
Remember that story of him... He got off the bus in New Jersey in his hoodie and was just walking around at like 6 a.m. in like Asbury Park or something. He got brought in. He got arrested for being a vagrant.
Ooh.
Didn't have any ID on him.
Wow.
I'm Bob Dylan. You're in or were in the All-Star Band? We're talking Beatles.
Yeah, I was and I still am.
How does that work? What constitutes you being a current member versus I've been playing or you have a tour planned?
Yeah. Starts at the end of May and goes through June.
I'm thinking I might go to that
nice,
show.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking I might
Ringo's?
Be get on that guest list. I don't know. We'll have to. That LA guest list must be insane.
It's stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, you can't get on that.
No,
we'll go to San Diego.
I won't even ask.
Who do you get along? Can I ask who you get along with on the?
No, the better question is who don't you get along with?
Well, I'm trying to be. Leading him towards that, but
well, you have to get along with everybody. One of the great things about playing with Ringo is the fact that a lot of that ego stuff gets taken out of it because you're doing it because you want to play with Ringo.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, you know, people go, you want to go out in the road with Ringo? You go, yeah, of course I do, you know. And then so you get to be a sideman for all these other acts and learn their songs and something great about that.
That's awesome.
How did you, How were you approached? Did you come? Did you lobby for this position, or did it come out of nowhere?
I was approached on the street. You know, and I thought that somebody.
Are you
was,
Colin Hanks?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, you're not. All right. Well,
a guy just came up to me and he whispered in my ear, and he says, "You want to go out and roll with Ringo?" I said, "Sure."
So what? How many songs do they give you? Two?
Three.
Three.
Depends on how many people are in the band. If it's a big band, you get two. If it's a smaller band, you get three.
And Ringo plays drums?
Sometimes.
If he's feeling it?
Greg Bissonette plays all the time.
Right.
Ringo plays sometimes, and then he sings sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Sings with you.
Yeah, he sings with everybody. He sings his songs, and then he...
I can't imagine him being able to get to the register of where some of your songs are at, though. That's not in Ringo's
zone. No, he doesn't sing. He lets me do that.
Right.
What about our pal Edgar Winter?
He's in this one.
Yeah, oh, is he? Yeah. So who's in? Right. Who we got?
Edgar Winter.
Edgar Winter.
Steve Lukather. Hamish Stewart.
He's doing Rosanna.
Yeah, and Africa and
Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And Hold the Line.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Greg Bissonette plays drums, and I'm doing Who Can It Be Now and Down Under and Overkill.
Right.
And Edgar will, I guess. I'm not sure. We haven't been given a set list, but I'm sure he'll play Frankenstein and
sure. What about Joe Free Walsh? Ride. Does he just drop in?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Never. He occasionally comes along and plays a couple of songs.
So we're almost talking to like. I mean, this is pretty damn Beatles adjacent here. This is
like if you're driving along the road,
way,
you're going yeah, one step, one step,
one step.
I'm actually quite good on bass.
Oh, thanks, Paul. you mentioned the song Overkill.
I did mention it.
Great song.
Thank you.
It's one of my favorites.
I think it's one of my favorites. Do you find, and this is a little dorky music theory here, but do you consider there to be a chorus in that song? What is the chorus of that song? What is it?
There's a chorus.
I don't think there really is a chorus. Isn't. No, not really.
I would say there's a refrain.
There's a hook.
A refrain, yeah.
Who's playing there? Because there's the horn hook. Is that a
saxophone? Well, yes, there's a soprano saxophone.
And there's 100% a bridge.
Bridge.
It's a tricky song.
No, it's not. I don't think there's a bridge.
There's a solo over the verse.
It's just a verse, and then it goes to a kind of a, I guess, and it goes that's you know, it's not really a chorus, you know, really.
It's fine with.
No, I think because you're a Dylan guy, though. That's his refrains are his thing. There's like no chorus. It's just kind of like one line, you know. I don't know. That's what I thought.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand the right. Did you write it?
Yeah.
Solo?
Yeah.
So Men at Work's your deal.
Well, not really. No, Men at Work was hello there.
What's wrong that? Way, wait, pal. Watch sorry. Where you're moving.
Wait a minute.
Watch
wait,
where
wait,
you're moving, wait, pal.
Time out.
President of the United States on board.
Oh. Wait, we got a guest.
Hallelujah. You're at ease, soldier.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
I appreciate your service and everything you did for all those ladies. That was nice.
Thank you very much.
We saw it.
Yeah.
We watched it.
And we love it.
Who is he again?
What is this?
Close the damn door in my face.
What we got?
I was there.
President Joe Biden is walking.
That's right. That's right.
This is big. I apologize.
Cut your tram, Tim.
All right. Do you want me to give me that guitar so we can?
I don't have a guitar, pal.
Okay.
Talking about some kind of guitar somebody's got.
There you go. Thanks.
Seen all these folks on the wall. There's always these great presidents from before. We stand as one. Wow. We stand as one on the shoulders of history, and history says, ow, get off. Oh, how you doing goodness. There?
Wow, Mr. Biden.
Pleasure.
I want to say, in the darkest days, we looked up and we found out, they told us, and we said, well, who is he? In the darkest days of this country, I looked up who you were. And I've got, there it is.
Thank you, sir.
Wow.
How you doing, friends?
Yeah, good. Mr. Biden.
Is this a bad? What's the worst angle I can get in?
Why don't you sit down, sir?
Sit down?
Yeah.
America doesn't have time to sit down.
All right, sorry.
America's busy knocking over guitar centers. Look at this. You got three Bernies piled up on each other.
No, sir.
That's three times the amount of left-wing crap you got to distance yourself from.
Pleasure, sir. How are you? Got some new...
Here he is, folks.
Yeah.
Here he is,
looking
folks.
Good. Yeah, take a seat,
there
please.
He is, folks.
We got We got Colin Hay from Men at Work with us today.
Yeah, so.
I love the work of your father.
Thank you.
Tom Hanks is a fantastic.
That's right. You see,
American.
Yeah. You see,
he's a great American. We're in like a lion. March.
There it is.
We're in like a lion. Roar!
All right, please.
What, you want to sit in a chair? Let me tell you a story about Yogi Berra. He's an old baseball player. Yogi Berra. He walked. He was playing baseball, and he said the only. Was the microphone off the whole time? No, I was wondering. Look, America, state of Ukraine.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yogi Berra, he sat down, he said, baseball is a game four quarters. You got to score a touchdown. They sent him out there with a softball and half a T-ball stick. He won the World Series anyway.
Let liberty ring.
Was that a drop? Listen, pal, I don't allow any kind of drops. I didn't take it from Bob and Tom, and I'm not going to take it from you.
I apologize, Mr. President. It won't happen again.
I had the United States Senate when I was senator from Baltimore. I was senator from Delaware, Baltimore, and I had Bob and Tom sanctioned on the U.S. Senate floor.
All right,
issued
sir.
Issued sanctions.
Well, we'll respect the airspace here.
Tim Heideck, I like that. No fly zone.
Yes.
It's a no fly zone. The zone has no flies.
Got it.
You
got
to put up some wax paper.
Control the environment.
Control environment. Who the hell is? You got people in the
right
ears.
Right here. He's right here, sir. Everything's all right.
In my day, you could talk to a man face to face.
No, he's right there.
But you could hear that it was in an ear, and now it's in. You hear somebody's right here, but they're in the right ear. That's the freedom of the future.
Very good. So, congratulations on your big. You all right?
Good. Wow. Freedom is a fun thing. Freedom is not a thing that's a state of political existence. Freedom is an excuse, pal. Freedom is an excuse. It's something to fight for and talk about. When you want a lot of people to go do something, you say the word freedom and watch them run. It's like painting a white fence. You ever get to paint a white fence?
No, sir.
You get some Huckleberry Finn kids out there, and you line them up against a fence, and you roll paint right along the top of them so they're all painted in there to the wood. And yep. Then they walk away, and it looks like a little Golden Book cover.
Uh-huh. What's a Huckleberry Finn kid?
Kid walk around barefoot, can't even vote.
Look.
If it was up to me, they'd be able to work at half price minimum wage. Bernie Sanders vetoed it because he's a bad news Berenstein Bear, pal. He's a bad news Berenstein Bear trying to tug me to the left. I don't handle that. Tim Heideck.
Heidecker, yeah.
I appreciate it. Look.
All right, sir, please.
Look.
Appreciate it, sir.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the years that you were here in this garage during the COVID pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that?
Yes, sir.
That was bad news.
Yes, sir.
But you were here, and I'm glad to finally join you here.
Well, please, enjoy the seat.
Is there a restroom?
Yes, sir. Straight up.
We'll get there.
All right.
You ever have an Imodium AD episode in the middle of a State of Union address in front of United States Congress and God?
Oh, my goodness. No, you had a little diarrhea feeling and as you're...
Cha-cha-cha! I got an earpiece coming up, but that's not all that's coming out, I'll tell you that.
So what did you do? Look,
I did the same thing. I did the same thing that I learned in the United States Navy back when I was a civilian senator, getting on a Navy boat and pointing around, getting photo opportunities, telling them what to do. That's when I was back in the United States Navy on a boat, just sort of pretending I was in the Navy. One thing I learned is when the torpedoes show up in the story that somebody's telling you. When there's a story, when the people show up in the way. And there's adversity. What you got to do is you steam force ahead. All engines go.
Well, you're amped up, Mr. President. You are full energy, full tilt, full torpedo. Damn the torpedoes. He's here.
That's it. It's always great to be back on The View.
Well, I was just talking.
Which one's a fat one?
Well, I don't know.
We're all carrying a bit of weight.
Perhaps it might be you, sir. We don't know.
I'll challenge you to a push-up. You want to do a push-up, pal?
Sure.
You want to do a push-up right here on God's honest ground?
I tried to.
500 Union soldiers died for this ground. You can't do a push-up on it?
I don't.
You can't do a push up on your own.
All right, sit down.
500 American Union soldiers died on Confederate gunshots right here on this ground, in this garage, to save this garage. You can't do one push up, pal.
I can do a push up,
because you're fat.
Excuse me.
I'm physically fit.
All right, let's
I'm physically fit. I'll do a push up.
One push up here.
I'll do a push up. You go straight down. And you go down. No matter how far down you go, you never give up. You claim that it's victory. And here we are, folks. I did it.
There we go. Okay, we're good. Sorry, you all right?
Can you get back up? We may need a medic here.
Yeah, where's your secret service detail?
What? No, you gotta imagine something with your rider.
I got the camera.
Imagine
here.
A Willy Wonka moment where he never springs up at all.
All right, sir. Please, can you take a beat and just relax a minute? I know it's an exciting. Can I just interview you? And first of all, Mr. Hay here. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
You're holding steady?
I'm holding steady,
yes. Are you thinking about the exit door, or no?
We're all looking for an exit strategy. We're all looking for an exit strategy, folks. There's an exit sign. Exit, emergency exit, red letters. But it popped out, fizzled. Right.
Let me ask you a couple questions, if you don't mind, Colin.
I got these in. They don't work. The microphone doesn't work. But guess what works even less? What?
Okay.
Who?
Okay,
you unplugged yourself doing all your shenanigans.
I unplugged myself because they plugged me in a matrix. They tell me I got to stay on message, pal, but I'm off of a solo operator.
Yeah, I got it. Now, what's
you
the latest?
You can't plug me into a Max Headroom matrix.
Can I ask you a question,
listen,
sir?
Listen, Max Headroom, there he is. Pepsi Cola. Choice of the next
generation. Ah. Yeah, yeah. Can I ask you a question, sir? What's the latest in Ukraine?
This Ukraine, battle? Look, there's attacks. There's attacks that happen, and the state, they attack against Ukraine, my crane, Fraser Crane.
Very good.
They came in, and let me tell you this, Vladimir Putin is a guy, and he takes Ukraine. We got to make sure we stop him there, because if he ever decides to attack Ukraine sometime in the future, if he ever imagines, if we should ever face an America that has the unsolvable problem of Ukraine under attack from Russia, if that hypothetical should ever exist,
I see.
We got to stop them there.
Right.
Yes, Russia can invade Ukraine. Nobody can stop that. But you got to stop them then from moving on to Southern Europe and then Northern Europe. And then they can get on the little bridges across the ocean to Brazil, Iceland, Irkutsk to Kamchatka. Yakutsk, Irkutsk. That's a game risk, pal.
Okay.
Once you invade Ukraine, what's next? North Africa. Then you're on land bridges in Australia, where there's a bunch of little purple guys.
All right. Well, we have a guest here from Australia. Do you self-identify as a purple guy?
I do like the color purple.
Yeah. All right.
It's fantastic.
Well, Mr. Biden, let me just show you something, sir. You said if
I got a
hypothetical...
What are we showing here?
Ukraine reels from brutal Russian onslaught. This
wow.
is happening now.
What a time to be alive, huh, pal?
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
I guess so.
Look at that. Headlines. You know, you ever imagined that you would be an architect of world history?
Not me.
It's bad news, you're a part of it.
Yeah, that would be you, sir. Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Well, congratulations.
We snapped into action. I'll tell you that. Well,
let's take a call, sir, if you don't mind. Do you mind talking
to me? I snapped into action.
That you did.
And I'll tell you this on God's honest ground right here. We issued a no-fly zone across America. No Russian aircraft.
Right.
United States closed. Russian aircraft of any kind. Civilian aircraft. Obviously, there's no way to stop military aircraft or missiles from launching. Way to stop those.
No. If that happens, that's bad news.
ICBBMs. We can't stop them. But there's a ban on any kind of friendly aerofloat to float down, for all I care.
All right, Matt, anybody on the
hotline? And hey, look, Belarus getting involved. They got a president. He's fat. They call him Poroshenko, more like Porkashenko.
That's very good, sir.
Belarus, more like baby Beluga Bruce.
Very clever, sir. You must still have that. You must have.
Let's get on a Peloton, pal.
Okay.
You ride a Peloton?
No, sir. Don't have
a laugh in the face like that?
I don't have room for a Peloton,
look,
sir.
I'm
Peloton.
I'm from the dirty streets of the Delaware Bridge across the Chesapeake Bay.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The dirty, I grew up on a dirty streets of a bridge across Chesapeake. You're going to tell me I can't do a Peloton? I'll take a Peloton across the bridge and I'll knock your Peloton down into water.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have a cold, limp body.
Okay.
Half racked alive, half racked dead, with blue lobsters crawling all over you. Ready for that?
Matt, do we have somebody on the hotline?
I bleed Old Bay. Old Bay Spice. I bleed it, pal.
I understand that.
Cut me and there's Old Bay that comes out. Ready right, for ready for crab bake.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Maybe a joke would lighten the mood.
This guy loves jokes.
209 has a joke. Maybe that'll calm Biden down.
Yeah, Mr. President, Biden, please.
209, you're
all due respect.
On
can we get you some water or something?
I don't drink water. I don't drink water. I drink liquid ice cream. I get ice cream on a hot day and I let it evaporate off of a tarp. Just okay. Like All Is Lost. It's a great American film. You ever see All Is Lost, pal?
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford. But instead of drinking water, you evaporate the ice cream off the top, so you're drinking ice cream like it's your own urine. I urinate ice cream, vanilla flavor.
Very good.
Ukraine.
You understand what I'm saying?
We will never abandon the pounds of Iranian people. Pounds of people. There's pounds of people. There's proud uranium, electrified, radiated man, folks.
Very good.
The last and first man, Uranus.
I'm just waiting for the battery to run out. I think we just, yeah.
Well, you think I'm a Teddy Ruxpin, pal? You think I'm a Teddy Ruxpin? You put a tape in here? I got news for you. This is, I keep going and going and going and going and going and going.
Well, let's...
The contract ran out, but I've got D batteries backed up all the way down here.
Oh, boy. All right, well, can we unplug him at least? Let's do that. Let's unplug, let's take a call. Can
let's
we take
a call,
Mr. 209. President?
You want to talk to one of your constituents?
I'll talk to your constituents.
Yeah, 209,
look,
you're on
the line. Hey, I got news for you. You know what they say where I come from? Constituents get stituents. You better watch your
snitches
back, pal.
Constituents get stitches. Okay, very good.
Wow.
Oh, look at that. He's all unplugged.
All unplugged, but everything came out. This is a promise of America.
No more.
You like phrases like that?
You know, he kind of looks like Uncle Baby Bobby a little bit from the Gemstones these days.
That's great. Look.
Yellow.
My favorite moment of any kind of State of Union address is when I introduce the friends that I invited over that just happened to be in the room, and I go, hey, I got an infrastructure plan. We're going to give a hammer to everybody who wants a job. Just like this guy up there.
I love that.
I love it. This guy.
Guest, yeah.
And I don't even know their names.
No.
What you do is you say their name and somebody behind them says, that's you. Hey, we're going to give a hammer to every workman to bonk each other on the head. Just like
little,
the Three Stooges.
That little boy that was there.
That little brat. That little kid.
Yeah.
This little kid, look at him. Good job. He's smart enough to wear glasses.
Happy birthday to him.
Happy
huh?
birthday, America. All stand right. up, kid.
Sit down. Jeez. Fucking Biden's and full of pep this morning. All right, let's take a call, please.
Ross. Ross, are you there on Zoom?
Ross.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi there.
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear, pal. What's your question for Howard?
Mr. President, I very nice to meet you. I wonder if you'd like to try a tongue twister with me.
A tongue twister?
Uh-oh.
Woo!
Okay, let's try it.
Last tongue twister I got on was an Amtrak derailed. Track twister.
Tuck twister, let's go.
Can you read that on my screen?
I can.
Not really.
I don't read. Can somebody bring me a leather-bound summary, a memo?
Sushi sous chef.
Sushi sous chef.
A sushi sous chef.
That's pretty good.
Somebody got a notification. Who was that? Is that live or is that in the room?
Let's try this one.
I already edited it. I've said that my whole life.
I already edited it.
I already edited it.
I already edited it.
I already edited it. I already edited it.
Stop.
I already edited it. Already edited it. The American people edited it.
He's hopped up.
Hopped up.
All right. I got one more.
Colin, can you see these?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you try one?
Riff Raff's Red Snapper ruffles and snapples sniper rifle raffle.
Wow.
Whoa. We can get them raw in the wild, huh? Let me get one. Let me take one.
Okay, take one. Go ahead, Joe.
Let me take one. I like to try to evade the cameras. Because You gotta have intelligence. They gotta know where they are, and they can't know where you are. Putin thinks we're here, but 5 minutes later, we're already over here.
You're stalling. Go ahead.
I wanted to give me another one. Get Snapple, Snapple, Rapple,
Do you have
Pepple.
Any more, caller?
Ruffles and Riches.
I have a few Pipo. More, but I don't have any slides. I might
but
have
pal,
to
I'm seeing
week.
Words on there that'll get you. We're going to have to send a guy around and investigate some of these words.
Read that one backwards, then.
I already edited it. That's a pretty good one.
All right, sit down. I want to talk to Shaquan Baker, who's this absolutely losing his mind in the Zooms. Shaquan, are you there?
Old pal Shaquan. You're a... Can you unmute?
You are losing it right now. I'm watching this.
Pits are really wet today.
Mine?
Hello. Yeah.
I know, and I don't know what to do about it.
Biden brought it
out. I'll tell you what to do. Get some Old Bay sauce. Pat it on there. Here's what you do. Here's what you do, pal. You go down and you get a couple of Depends from a grocery store. You put sunglasses on. I go out and I buy things from a Safeway all the time. I wear sunglasses and I have an ice cream. Nobody recognizes me.
Nice.
You go in a Safeway and you do a decoy buy. You say, as a decoy, I just want some nice castor oil. I want a bottle of castor oil and give me your finest cough syrup.
Okay.
But the real purchase, you get a box of Depends. You get them home, you cut them up like they're, you cut them up like little circles, little Kraft kindergarten pastries.
Okay.
What you do, you slap a little horse paste on them. Horse paste on a Depends, half a Depends, you cut up with scissors. Safety scissors, you never safety first, never run with them. Slap them up under your armpits.
That's what I'll do.
You can't smell nothing now, for 5 weeks.
All right, listen.
Other than that, I recommend you get COVID-19.
Google it.
Shaquan, are you there?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, what's the vibe out there in the community? Are people losing it? Or are they are they exhausted by this? Listen. Are they frustrated by the president?
What's your question, Festian?
Thanks, Mr. President. I honestly, I can't speak for the whole community. I am laughing at how you guys are responding to this.
Yes, not the actual content, I see. Yeah,
yeah, because it's...
That's great. You know you're doing well when they're laughing at you and not with you.
Right. Now.
Thanks, Shaquan.
Why?
What do you think about that?
Here's what I want to do.
I think he had something more to get to.
I think he did, yeah.
Kind of.
He was pulling up. He was
that's
pulling
Shaquan?
Up some notes.
It's something, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shaquan, you have notes? Something else?
It's some notes.
Please.
Oh, can you unmute?
Hey, can you guys hear me again?
Yes.
Hey, I had a question for Colin. Actually,
that's great. President's here, Mr.
Why don't you go? Do me a favor. Let's do this. I got to reel this in, Mr. President. Would you please go change your diapers, get some coffee, and come back in a few because Colin's going to play us a song. And we want to be respectful.
Well, you know
of
that I hate songs.
Yes, I know.
So I hated
take
music.
A step.
My father died from a music-related accident.
Let's get this guy some.
He was following the bouncing ball and fell off and knocked his head off.
Let's get him some relaxing tea, maybe, or some
some tea?
Chamomile tea. And take a minute, sir, please. Consult with your advisors.
It's funny to watch how many ways that a man's body language can usher you out politely from a room. Where he's legally not allowed to lay hands on you.
It's a
legally
tough
not allowed to lay hands. Can't man have the President of the United States?
Sir, you have to respect that, and you have to respect the power you have. And
the only
and
thing I respect is Grant's boots.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Ulysses S. Grant's boots. Uh-huh. I use them as a squatty potty right in front of the old Oval Office.
Okay. Well, again. If you wouldn't mind respecting my autonomy, my freedom, my choice here.
There you go. We're issuing sanctions. We're issuing sanctions on office hours. We're going to root out every Russian agent that happens to be in this show.
Please do not.
Anyone with any Russian heritage going back 4 generations, we're going to root them out. Russian oligarchs hiding their wealth in Epcot Center. We're going to go through small world, yank them out one by one. Anything that's even vaguely Slavic. Anything Slavic in Epcot Center, we're going to yank them out and make sure their yachts are seized and they're no longer riding off the backs of Disneyland taxpayers.
Very good.
Hallelujah.
We'll see you after the break. Don't go away.
There's a break. I'll be gone, pal. You think I'm going to be gone more than... You never know. When I might drop dead any moment, pal. Think I'm going to be here after... All right, it's time to go. Let's make a quick exit, just like the entrance was.
Wow.
Out of here fast.
Wait, okay.
Thanks, you guys have been great. That was good. You were great especially. This one was good. That was a good thing.
There he goes.
Look at these guys.
Let's get the Hail to the Chief going, guys. Come on.
Look at this. You ever see The Neverending Story, where Bastion comes into a cave and there's a bunch of pictures about the movie that he's in the middle of? And then one of them jumps out, it's a wolf! That's fantastic. I always supported you.
I know you did.
I always.
When no one else did.
That's right, no one else
no
did.
No one else did. You were what always
was his name again?
That's enough. That's enough.
We go way back. Let's have a whiskey and
thank
ice
you very
cream.
Much.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Whew. Dismissed.
Come in like, what is the theme of the show? Come in like a lion, right?
Yeah.
Coming in like a lion. My.
In like lion! In like lion, out like lamb! In like lion, out like a. Anybody got some lamb? Lamb chops!
Have a good life.
That's enough.
We've got a loose cannon on our hands, ladies and gentlemen.
Close the door, please, and lock it.
George Washington.
Bye well, forever.
How wow. are you? Would you like to play a song on, for us? Can you?
We're having a little trouble. You want me to help you close the door like Shut this?
Up. Yeah, yeah. No other problem. Way, other side. Go
no
be,
problem.
Be,
no,
be,
close the door.
Be on the other side of the door,
there
sir.
There you go,
please.
Pal. We got the door closed. Okay. No. First United States. Yes. You're elected to do a job for 4 years, and you get it done.
Yeah.
Joe Manchin said we couldn't close that door. I gave him everything he wanted. He's stealing all the equipment from your garage right now.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, let's get on that, guys. And thank you, sir.
Just get him the hell out of here.
Get him over to Air Force One, will you? Jesus Christ.
No thanks.
It's pretty impressive to have a president.
Very impressive. Much playing yeah. my game.
Yeah, look at this. This is the, you know.
Whoa, those are getting bigger.
I look wow. good in this color shirt. We yeah. admit that, right?
Yeah, that's a good color for you. But you
should wear it goes like white. I've got a t-shirt
oh,
on.
You have a t-shirt under it, so I don't know what the problem is.
All right, let me just say. That was a lot.
It was a lot. Tent. It was how wet can they get? They say you should never follow, you know, children, animals, or Joe Biden.
Now, you were saying watching the State of the Union is a stressful experience because you're hoping he gets through it without saying something mm-hmm. corn pop style. And I thought he did a pretty good job, actually.
Yeah.
I thought he was...
I just missed one of the little endearing Scranton stories.
I know. Well, he did bring it up. There was a moment when he went from, like, he was talking... Did you notice this? You didn't watch
it. I didn't watch it, no.
He was talking about his new judge that he's... Right. Is it Judge Jackson? Mm-hmm. Is that who it is? And he was going through... I was almost want to find this moment, because it's almost like a full page had been ripped out, because almost in the middle of talking about her, he fully goes, like, 180 into a completely different subject. It was very jarring. That's my review.
What was the name of it? What was the name that he was talking about?
Judge Jackson.
Jackson, okay.
He was like doing the page that's on that, and then it's like almost as if like the next sentence was going to be another thing about that. It was like about guns and schools or something. It was very weird. See if you can find that, Vic.
There it is, Tim. I think.
You're going to subject us to more Biden.
Oh, huh? Sorry. Should I put it back on or whatever?
No. All right. Forget it. We'll listen to it later. Here's what we're going to do. You have a new album coming out?
I do.
When is it coming out?
March the 18th.
March the 18th?
Yeah.
And
It's called Now in the Evermore.
Now in the Evermore?
Yeah.
You have the single up on iTunes and all the places?
Yeah, there's one called Love Is Everywhere that's out at the moment. And then, but I was going to play the actual song, Now in the Evermore, which features Ringo, actually. He played the drums on it.
Really?
Ooh. But he's not here today to play the
no,
drums.
No, that would have been something. I'm sure our friend
yeah,
can come
probably
in as
make
Ringo
that happen.
If he
yeah.
wants to try that. Maybe a different energy. how do you just ask him?
I just asked him, yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, send it over.
Might as well.
Yeah,
I've
great.
Nothing else. Do I have to put any pants on? Or can I wear my sweatpants? He's always wearing those sweatpants now.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, why not?
He looks know? Great, doesn't he?
He looks terrific.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Is it all that vegetarianism, you think?
Well, he does have a very healthy lifestyle, yes.
Yeah. He
yes.
exercises.
He exercises and doesn't eat all that much and eats vegetables pretty much.
Amazing.
I'm warning
yeah.
you.
And he's as good as you want him to be.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Rocket, man.
Right.
All right. But you didn't... Well, I want to talk to you more about your life after the break. After the song, we're going to do a song and
you
then
want a song?
Short break.
Are you sure you can deal with a song after
I think
Joe?
I think we've... no, no. Sorry.
To just bookend the segment with a song.
Yes. We'll do that. We'll do a song, then we'll take a break, then we'll come back and we'll talk some more, and we will have a blast up until noon today, folks. All right, take it away, Colin Hay.
Sunday morning, Salvation Army at my door, playing on with Christian soldiers till I couldn't take it anymore. I ran across the graves at night with those three witches at my tail. I heard the wail of the now and the evermore. All things are never equal, and I don't know who is keeping score. Nobody gets a sequel, no. Everyone gets shown the door. I'll be counting on the rising sun. Give me all my waking days until it sets up on the now and the evermore. Goodbye to the life we knew. Don't save it till the end. It could be me, it could be you, or some old long lost friend. And if I'm calling
about that song and much more in 5 minutes. Stay with us. Take it away, boys.
Hi, this is Ringo Starr warning you with peace and love that if you want to hear another full hour of Office Hours, you simply must go to patreon.com/officehours. That's where you'll find all sorts of great stuff like Tim's Beatles podcast, the Joel Hull full 2 hour episodes, the compound, and much, much, much more. So once again, I am warning you with peace and love. Please sign up today. Peace and love, peace and love, peace and love, peace and love. A special night.